proclamation number 4758 dated the October 11th, 1949. Reincarnation. Beings of light. Mission. I will never let you fall prey to error if you want to know the truth. And where you lack the right knowledge, where you have the wrong idea, I will enlighten you myself, because I do not want you to think wrongly. Although you only live for a short time on this earth as a human being, it is not too short to enable you to achieve beatitude. During your life on earth you are able to change your nature completely. You are able to entirely discard your selfish love, which was strongly developed in you at the start of your earthly life, and change it into unselfish love for other people, and thereby acquire a degree of maturity which will allow you to enter the spheres of light and thus be blissfully happy. Yet the degree of beatitude in the spiritual kingdom varies considerably, depending on the extent to which the soul's state is receptive to the rays of light which affect it directly, which have their origin in me and thus require my presence. Hence, it signifies unity with me, and that can only happen with a being that has shaped itself into love. Therefore the degree of love also determines the degree of happiness. The human being is certainly able to attain this degree of love while still on earth and depart from it as my true child. Then his fate will be infinite bliss. But it is also possible for him not to achieve this perfection and yet shape his soul on earth through deeds of love such that it becomes receptive to light. In that case he will have passed the test of earthly life by having turned his will towards me, and he will have proven it through labors of love. The kingdom of light will now accept his soul, which subsequently will be able to develop further. However, it will never be able to reach the degree that can be achieved on earth by a person who seriously strives for perfection. For his soul will be seized by me and my emanation of light will find no resistance, because the soul became crystallized through love and thus my love is able to permeate it completely. And now you will understand that this degree of beatitude requires the prerequisite of just one earthly life, or there would be less merit, thus the reward would also have to be reduced. You will understand that unification with me is to take place voluntarily and with utmost effort on earth already, and that this bliss is my gift in return for absolute devotion to me, which I will also reward with my undivided love. It therefore follows that it would be an act of injustice on my part if I gave the same reward to souls who did not make use of their earthly life in the same way. Every human being has the same opportunities to achieve maturity. All means of help are at his disposal. He is able to request blessings, that is, utilize any amount of blessings. And with correct use of will every human being is able to reach the goal of becoming perfect, because he is only required to shape himself into love, and love can be practiced by every person if he wants. I truly do not expect anything unattainable from you humans, since the help of Jesus Christ is available to you after all, which so strengthens the right will that it can be put into practice. You humans could all become blissfully happy if only you wanted to. Consequently, the right will has to be rewarded accordingly. The soul has to be rewarded differently in the spiritual kingdom than a soul who is negligent in its self-discipline during its earthly life, who did not take its endeavor for perfection seriously. A soul like that will have, understandably, attained a different degree of light, even though it can also be called blissful, because it has lifted itself out of darkness, out of the state of complete ignorance, because it will have become a recipient of light, albeit to a lesser degree. The soul in the spiritual kingdom is able to ascend to ever greater beatitude, For the constant emanations of light it receives will increase its degree of light. This explains why a reincarnation on Earth for the purpose of full maturity would be unnecessary as well as pointless, since the soul's past memory has to be taken away and only free will would be decisive once again, which could just as well fail. In that case, the already achieved degree of light would be at risk. Whereas in the spiritual kingdom the soul will keep what it has already achieved and is able to work with it most successfully. The return of a being of light to earth for the purpose of a mission is an act of utmost love and mercy, because every liberated soul finds life in the flesh intolerable once it has but a glimmer of knowledge. A being which departs from earth so immaturely that it will find itself in utter darkness, will indeed stay close to earth, but it is usually unaware of its lost physical life. It is an immense craving for earthly possessions, yet to return a being like that to earth would truly be neither wise nor loving, for its will would never endeavor towards higher development, because the greed for matter needs to be overcome. This is far more difficult on earth than in the spiritual kingdom, where the being is able to recognize the insubstantiality of matter, and dissociation from it already signifies the beginning of its ascent. A being with a faint glimmer of awareness is extremely happy in its spiritual state and will never long for the restraint of earthly life again. But to possess a faint glimmer of awareness means to possess a small amount of knowledge that corresponds to the truth, and this possession makes the being very happy already, because it is able to work with its spiritual wealth. Thus it is urged by love to share its possession with needy souls. However, every deed of love increases the influx of light. It increases knowledge and intensifies beatitude. Such a being will never surrender its free spiritual state in order to return to earth because it realizes that it is able to ascend in the spiritual kingdom and that its work is needed. When, by comparison, a being of light incarnates on earth, it is an act of utmost love and mercy, which already needs a high degree of love. For it involves helping misguided people living in utter darkness who require exceptional help so as not to descend into the abyss. Such an incarnation can result in the childship to God, the highest degree of perfection which, however, can only be gained in earthly life. For the soul has to take the same path in the flesh with all temptations by the powers of darkness. It enjoys no privileges as a result of its former maturity, merely a total descent into the abyss is impossible since it is protected by spiritually mature souls who will indeed help but not force its will. As a human being it has to struggle and fight and has no past memory. It is to live a life of love in order to then serve its fellow human beings as a guide. This soul's earthly fate will be far more difficult yet it will reach the goal, because its earthly progress was motivated by love, and love is strength which conquers everything, which achieves everything. And since it signifies the unification with eternal love itself it will also always find support from me. Amen.